The best variety on your radio, 88.3 Southern FM.
And we're now going to be hearing about the last man in the moon. And we're going to start out with a little bit of music from a movie which has been made about his life. And this particular track will have relevance, especially if you heard last week's The Space Show, in which we were talking about another moonwalker, which was Ed Mitchell, which, by the way, that talk is now up on the internet and available for download. But let's hear now Sitting on God's Front Porch from the movie The Last Man on the Moon. This is from the original soundtrack. Music by Lorne Balfe for the movie The Last Man on the Moon. Now, joining us now on the Space Show is Peter Arwood, the President of the Space Association of Australia. Welcome to the show, Peter.
Good evening, Andrew.
You were on the show last week.
Yes, I'm a freaking flyer now. I'm getting used to the place.
Okay. The song we're listening, well, the tune is called Sitting on God's Front Porch. What's the significance of that?
It comes from a phrase that Apollo 17 commander Captain Gene Cernan uses quite often when he described his feeling when he was on the moon, really just taking a moment to take in what he's doing, where he is, and his situation, which was basically seeing the sky, the moon, sorry, the Earth, being on the moon, and he often describes it as he felt like he was on God's front porch. Gene isn't a particularly religious person, from what I can tell, but I think it was more of a feeling of being a witness to nature and all of its beauty and majesty and mystery, you know. And it's as I say, it's this movie called The Last Man on the Moon is a documentary about Gene Cernan. It's a very sort of human story. It's not so much a documentary on Apollo. It's a very much about one man's journey within that amazing period of time and that amazing program. And as the title would suggest, Gene Cernan was the last person to step on the moon, and to this day, 1972 to today, he's the last human to have walked there. I think he'd be more surprised than anyone else that we haven't been back in that time.
So we often refer to him now as the last man on the moon. Not that we expect he will be the last forever, but he was certainly the last of the Apollo era.
That's right, that's right. And to be honest, there's no plan really at this stage of any substance to actually send anyone back, although you never know what they're doing in China and other places. They might have a fully drawn-up plan and they might be up there next month. Who knows?
Okay, so the sequence there, how many people walked on the moon?
There were 12 walkers. There was 6 missions to land on the moon. There was Apollo 11 to 17, and of course there was a movie about one of the missions that didn't land, which was Apollo 13. So yes, 12 moonwalkers, and I believe it's only 7 of those are now alive. So it all took place over 45 years ago. So sadly, they're leaving us one by one.
Mm. And we have a chance to meet this guy.
Well, yes, you do. In May and June of this year, Apollo 17 Commander Captain Gene Cernan will be coming out to Australia and doing a tour around the country, essentially launching his movie called The Last Man on the Moon, a documentary about himself. He's going to be doing an introduction to the movie, And in a Q&A afterwards with a host, Dr. Lisa Harvey, who's an astrophysicist, talking about the movie, answering some questions. So tickets are available via Ticketmaster for general admission tickets. There is also a meet and greet package which you can consider, in which you'll be able to pay a little bit more money and actually meet Gene Cernan. So if you want to do that, I'll give you the dates because he's coming around the country. He's going to be kicking off his tour in Perth at the Perth Concert Hall on May the 27th. That's a Friday. He then flies across to Sydney, and he's got two shows there on May the 30th, a matinee in the afternoon at 12:30 and another one in the evening, 7:30 p.m. at the Hayden Orpheum Cremoyne venue. Then he comes down to Melbourne for the highlight of the tour, and he's going to be showing the movie and speaking at the Astor Theatre in St Kilda.
Which is in our broadcast area.
It's in our broadcast area, and we've got a long and happy association with the Astor. We've had a number of very happy and successful events there, including an Apollo 11 40th anniversary that we conducted there, which was a great night. And then to cap it off, he's going up to Canberra on June the 2nd, and that's a Thursday evening, and that will be at the Canberra Theatre Centre in the ACT. So if you're interested in going and seeing this, to be honest, I mean, Gene, I believe, is 82 years of age, and these guys are not getting any younger, and they're getting fewer and fewer each year. I don't want to sort of cast any sort of spell on the situation, but look, it's highly likely this will be probably the last time he would be coming to Australia, in the foreseeable future anyway. So go ahead and consider buying some tickets. But I'm here tonight to actually launch a special promotion. The Space Association of Australia, which is based here in Melbourne but has members around the country, we do a variety of activities. We have monthly free meetings, which everyone's welcome to come along to. They're held generally on the fourth Monday of the month at the Caulfield RSL. But we also fund and run the Space Show, to which you're listening now, every week on Wednesday nights. And membership of the Space Association gives you an opportunity to obviously come along to the meetings, although we do open that up to everybody, but it gives you that ability to join and spend time with other people that have a similar interest. Now, for this particular tour, the producers have been working very closely with the Space Association, and they've offered us two free tickets, for each of the shows around the country. Two in Perth, two in Sydney, in New South Wales, two in Melbourne here, and two in Canberra. In fact, there's two sets of two in Sydney because there's two shows. So, how do you win these tickets? The tickets are, by the way, around about $80 each. Any member of the Space Association, as of May the 18th, which is when we're going to make the draw, will be eligible to win a free ticket. So there'll be two tickets for each of those locations. And all you need to do is to be a member of the Space Association. And what we will do is we'll just check with you that you're actually willing and able to get to the event in your state before we enter your name, or we formally confirm your name in the draw. But all you need to do is to be a member. So if you've been thinking about joining, thinking about rejoining and coming back, this is a great time to do it. And we had a similar promotion last year for Buzz Aldrin, and boy, the competition was hot, but I think the winners were very, very delighted. So all you need to do is to go to our website, which is www.space.asn.au, and follow the links there to join. You can join up online and pay online. And annual membership is $50 for adults, $25 for students and people under the age of 16, I believe. And you're good to go. And the way the memberships works are they're pro rata, so they go from July 1 each year. So if you actually join today, it's actually only $25 for full membership, and $13 for a student or concession membership. So, boy, that's a good deal. And to be honest, there's not that many members in the Space Association, so your membership, your entry in that competition is going to be a pretty good chance of winning. A lot better than Tats Lotto, I can guarantee that.
I'd just say it's a million times better than Tats Lotto.
Exactly. And think about the prize. So, yeah. And look, if you don't win, boy, you've joined up with a group of like-minded people. You're supporting the activities of the Space Association, which is part of its mandate is to promote and educate the public on space and spaceflight. And we do that in a pretty proactive way. And we have a lot of fun along the way. So come along and join us. If you don't win, that's fine. But come along and join us anyway.
And the Space Association is a group that has been presenting the Space Show here on Solon FM for 25 years now. Well, thank you for joining us, Peter.
Pleasure, Andrew.
And we're going to draw this on air.
We're going to draw this on air on the show on the 18th of May. That's a Wednesday night here. And listen out. Obviously, if you can't listen or you're unable to listen, that's fine. We'll confirm with all the members prior to the draw that they're interested in and they're able to get to their location that matches up with where they live. And once the winner's announced, we'll send them an email, give them a phone call. So that should be good. If you don't win, or if you've got a group of people in your family you want to buy a ticket, just go to Ticketmaster and search Cernan, Gene Cernan, and you'll come up with those tickets buying online.
Thank you, Peter.
Pleasure.
Apollo 17. I've searched for music on Apollo 17, and there are some around. Yes, there are some around, like we've just heard the soundtrack to the movie. But unlike Yuri Gagarin, there isn't a great deal. Here's one, though, from 1973. That's the year after Gene Cernan walked on the moon, and it's by Sir Harry, and it's called simply Apollo 17. It's from the United Kingdom.
Stone time, black, pop, well charged. Get yourself liquid on.
about the last man on the moon, Apollo 17, by Sir Harry.